Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Another episode of I'm Mac, your host, the one and only McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, as usual, we're Mamo on the other line. Billy boy,
what up? What's up, everybody? How you all doing?
Hey, man. Yeah, we're here on a Saturday night, late night, crappy weather outside, pouring and raining outside, like there's a storm out there. So we're just trapped indoors right now. Doing the show. And, yeah, just watching NBA playoffs right now. Meanwhile, Will, you're fixing your Wii, I think. Your Nintendo Wii.
That's right.
It's having glitches or something?
It won't let me go online for some reason to download them.
Damn Nintendo.
Oh.
There's always a problem with Nintendo. Remember back in the day when you had Super Nintendo, you had to blow the cartridge like 20 times before.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make it work. You've blown it for months just to make it work.
Yeah, for real.
That damn Nintendo. So anyway, yeah, man, let's get to some news. So, we all heard this past week that one of the hottest chicks in Hollywood might be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who I'm talking about.
The Catherine Zeta-Jones thing.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. You know, we were talking about something off the air. We were talking about how there's always something wrong with good-looking girls. They're either taken, they're married, they have a baby, or they're crazy. There's always something wrong with these good-looking girls. And Catherine Zeta-Jones, she's taken, and, you know, she's married. And now she's crazy. But I don't know if she's crazy because, like, she turned herself, she entered a, you know, mental facility in California. And she says that she's seeking treatment for bipolar disorder. And for those of you who don't know what bipolar disorder is, it's a disorder that's characterized by hypomania episodes, mood disorders, anxiety, depression, racing thoughts, even suicidal thoughts. So, you know, as much as I like to make fun, you know, it's a serious issue that she's dealing with right now. You know, I think this is the result of her, you know, her dealing with her husband's diagnosis of throat cancer.
Yeah, I think that's probably what happened.
Yeah, so, you know, she's been feeling depressed,
has been moody,
you know. But it's a good thing that she, you know, she was brave enough to reveal that, you know, she's been diagnosed with it. I mean, I hope, you know, she gets treatment and, you know, she becomes, she gets better.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because she's hot. I don't want her to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We already got a lot of crazy Hollywood girls right now, like Lindsay mm-hmm. Lohan's and the Christina Aguilera's of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need another crazy hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope she gets better, that Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Good luck with her.
Yeah.
Just to get, you know, she'll get the help she needs.
Yeah, I hope she gets the help that she needs. Like, she's been in some, you know, every time I saw her in a movie, name a movie that you the last saw Catherine Zeta-Jones in. Because whenever I see her in a movie, I masturbate to it. Now it's going to be different when I see it. When I see her in a movie now, I won't be able to, you know, I'm not going to be able to masturbate anymore. I'm going to think she's crazy.
Maybe you're crazy.
Yeah, maybe I should seek treatment also, huh?
But seriously.
I hope she gets better.
She's like in Zorro, Traffic.
Zorro. Yeah, I love that movie, man. She was hot in that movie.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, I think the movie that put her on the map.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas was Zorro, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
She
was
fucking
hot.
In that movie, too?
Yeah, man.
I don't remember, but I definitely remember she was in there.
Yeah. Yeah, but I hope she gets better and hope, you know, everything gets resolved with, just get better. Catherine, we love you.
Yep, peace.
We'll continue masturbating to your movies.
But you will.
Come on, please. There's teenage boys out there doing the same thing. Anyways, another hot girl I want to talk about is Pierre Toscano.
Oh, yeah, the American Idol shirt.
Yeah, this girl is hot, man. I haven't even watched American Idol since the freaking Triumph?
Yeah, me too.
But damn, this girl is hot, man. I heard that, you know, I heard that these teeny boppers voted her out.
Oh, boo. For what? Why?
Because they're stupid. That's why.
What, they hating on her?
No, she's a good singer. Like, the judges love her. America loves her, but freaking people who's voting for American Idol voted her off. And she could sing her ass off, man. I heard that in the semifinals, the judges gave her a standing ovation when she sang I'll Stand By You.
Mm.
And they were shocked. Everyone was shocked when she got voted off. And she's gorgeous, man. I saw her on the talk show.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, I know that.
She's good looking.
Yeah.
And they voted her out, man. Whoever guy or whatever boy voted her off is gay. Gay. Seriously. Probably some jealous girls voted her off.
Dude, I just did the Ralph Kramden humming.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's the end of, you know, her on the show, but that's gonna be the start of her career.
Oh yeah, I heard she just signed a contract with Interscope Records.
Yeah, so she's good to go. And I heard there's rumors that Chris Jericho asked Chris Jericho, you know, for Mark Ballas's number, that dancer from Dancing with the Stars. So.
Oh yeah, I heard about that too. Yeah. Is that the same dancer? Is that the same guy that almost broke his back when he tried to lift up Christy Alley?
No, I think that's Maxim.
Oh, okay.
But
I want to get her pregnant. Pio Toscano.
You have to wait
online. Pio Toscano Matthew.
You have to wait online for that, man. They're gonna
wait online for shit.
Millions and millions. That would love to, you know, date that chick.
That's true.
True. Me and you might even fight on the line.
Oh, no. If we fight, I might have to kill you then.
Yeah, I know Will Jitsu. Better watch out now.
We're friends, but hey, when it comes to women, life or death.
I guess it's like, you know, fighting for the WWE title.
Hey,
there'll be no holds bar, air shots, and everything.
Yeah, but Pierre, she's set, you know. She'll have a good career, hopefully.
Yeah, good luck to her.
She's hot, though.
Definitely.
And one of the judges, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah, she's recently named the most sexiest woman alive, or beautiful woman in the world, something like that.
Yeah, People Magazine named her the most beautiful person in the world. But, I mean, she's just, Jennifer Lopez is pretty, but I don't know if she's the most beautiful person in the world.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I definitely have to agree with you on that. I mean, this is back in the day, like, you know, Selena days.
This is not freaking 2000.
Or 97.
Yeah, I can name plenty of other women more beautiful than Jennifer Lopez.
Scarlett Johansson off the top of my head.
Scarlett Johansson, yeah.
Halle Berry.
What's that girl?
Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what you were thinking of?
No, I was thinking of someone else.
Let me see if I could.
The girl's dating that guy, the British girl.
Katy Perry?
No, not Katy Perry.
Oh, no. Oh, you said British. You're a British girl. Oh, never mind.
The British guy. She was in a Survival Island.
Survivor Island?
Yes, you ever saw that movie? Survival Island?
Survivor what? Island?
Yeah, Island, yeah.
Is it Kelly Brook, I think?
Kelly Brook, yeah. Kelly Brook.
Kelly
Brook is freaking hot. But she's pregnant now, I think, so.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, come on, she's drop dead gorgeous. I would name her the most beautiful person in the world, possibly.
I mean, she's fine, but I haven't seen her in a while. I'm going to have to do some research so I can see how she looks again.
She's beautiful, man. I would put her in front of Jennifer Lopez.
I remember that, but I don't remember exactly how she looked. I think she's a brunette, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, redhead or a thing, yeah. She looks, she's pretty. But Brooklyn Decker, that's another one, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Even Vanessa Hudgens these days is looking real hot.
Yeah, I put her over, Jim.
Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of girls out there.
Your homegirl, Hayden.
Hayden Panettiere. Who's dating a 7-foot hockey guy? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
No, that ain't no shot to. I mean, she's still a fine chick, but I mean, she's you know, it's not the. This isn't the same girl that you know Diddy was with.
Yeah. But hey, whatever. People Magazine is crazy anyway.
And I think that they said that you know because. They just remember her, you know, when she came and hosted the show, you know, being the judge.
Oh.
But she's getting a lot of, you know, support. You know, she, like, you know, she has a comeback. You know, she's doing the Idol. She has a new song out. You know, they give her props back.
That magazine's crazy. That's why I don't read that People fucking People Magazine.
Well, don't you know all the people the most beautiful?
I read Maxim.
Did you notice all those people? I mean, I don't want to read it either, but did you notice all the people are the most beautiful people also have to be celebrities? And does that make you pick any random person off the street and say, oh, wow, this was beautiful?
Yeah, exactly. There could be the most, I know, right? There's people
that's
out there because they're in the limelight. That's right. They're in the limelight.
Exactly.
That's why they're getting the attention.
Yeah. Some fine chicks would be like, damn.
I've seen girls on the subway who could be celebrities themselves and could be the most beautiful person in the world.
Yeah. And this ain't a shout out to her. I'm just saying, generally speaking.
Yeah.
But it is. It's a popularity contest for celebrities.
Some of the bitches. Anyway. Hey, I want to play a... what was that?
What were you saying?
No, you could finish your sentence.
Oh, no, I was saying, this is just saying that they're not going to, they revoked their vote for you to be the sexiest man alive now.
Oh, really? Well, hey, I'll take that. You know, I think I am the sexiest man alive, but I'll let the people decide.
They were offended by what you just said, so they just told me that they revoked the vote.
Man, I don't give a damn.
And just a couple of seconds ago, you were flattered.
Man, I'll let the girls decide that. I'll let the girls decide. I don't need damn People Magazine to tell me if I'm the sexiest man alive or not. Anyways. Hey, Will, remember this game we were playing last week? I was asking you what would you do in certain situations or scenarios?
Yes. Right. I remember that.
It's based on a card game that I recently purchased from Barnes & Noble. It's called 50 Questions for Insane Conversations. And it's basically hypotheticals, and it gives you weird scenarios and situations. If you were in, what would you do? You know, it's like that show on ABC, kind of.
What would you do?
Yeah, what would you do? You know, who hosts that show? What's his name?
John Quinones.
Yeah, John Quinones, right. And I basically asked you some crazy questions and, you know, you give me some crazy answers and I give you some of my answers. Some of these questions, I mean, they're really crazy, insane questions. But, I mean, what if they did it really happen? I mean, you wouldn't really know what to do in a situation like that.
Yeah.
So I want to play the game. What would you do? I'm going to read some crazy scenarios to you or some crazy questions, and you tell me what would you do in that situation.
Fair enough.
And let me find a good one. So I'm going through the cards in this card game. let me see here. Okay, I'm trying to find a good one. Okay, here's one. Here's a question. You have won a prize. The prize has two options, and you can choose either, but not both. The first option is a year in Europe with a monthly stipend of $2,000. The second option is 10 minutes on the moon. Which option do you select?
What are the two options?
The prize has two options. You can choose either, but not both. The first option is a year in Europe with a monthly stipend of $2,000. The second option is 10 minutes on the moon. Which option do you select?
So the scenario is just a regular scenario that you're given an opportunity to choose one or the two.
Yeah.
A year in Europe. I mean, it was a year in Europe with what,
$2,000? $2,000 or 10 minutes on the moon.
I'm taking the Europe thing.
Yeah, of course.
The moon thing would be cool, but I'd stick.
Yeah.
Stick with the trip in Europe.
I agree with you. Okay, but here's another reward. You are given a choice between two rewards.
Mm-hmm.
The first reward is to be twice as intelligent as you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
You will be able to read twice as fast and remember twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
The size of your vocabulary will double, and you'll be able to solve intellectual problems with twice your current aptitude.
Mm-hmm.
The second reward is that you will never again feel sick, even when you are, and you can always be whatever weight you want, regardless of what you eat or how little you exercise. You can simply imagine the body you would like to have, and that is the weight you'll magically become. Which reward do you choose?
Wow. That'd be good. Either one would be cool.
Do you choose to be super smart or have a super body?
You know what? I think me and you are going to disagree. I think the super body would be cool. However, I'm gonna pull the King Solomon card. I'm gonna ask for super wisdom, and that way, I could learn how to get a super body and all those other stuff, and maybe the reward would be getting both from the super knowledge. So I pick the super knowledge.
Me too. I'll pick the super knowledge. Because like there's so much things. I mean, when you're that super smart, you can learn so many things. You can learn how to speak different languages.
Oh.
Man, I would love to learn how to speak Italian or Spanish so I can get the girls, Spanish girls and Italian girls, or even Russian even. You could go to any country, speak know a language by head, and just speak it.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool, man.
So we both pulled the King Solomon card.
Yep. Man, I would love that shit.
He asks for wisdom, and he, because in the Bible, the Judges, he asks for, God gives him the choice between wisdom, wealth, and power or something. I forgot what, but he chose knowledge, and God rewarded him not only with knowledge but all of the above.
Yeah.
So maybe that might happen.
Crazy. Okay, what about this one? Okay, you have a brain tumor. Though there is no discomfort at the moment, this tumor will unquestionably kill you in 6 months.
Wow.
However, your life can and will be saved by an operation. The only downside is that there will be a brutal incision to your frontal lobe. After the surgery, you will be significantly less intelligent. You will still be
wow.
a full functional adult, but you will be less logical. You will have a terrible memory, and you will have little ability to understand complex concepts or difficult ideas. The surgery is in 2 weeks. How do you spend the next 14 days before the surgery?
Is this multiple choice?
No, just how do you spend it? You know, you could say you can do whatever you want before the surgery, which will make you less less smart and remember less.
Wow. Maybe, I don't know, take, wow, that's a tough one. I guess,
and
try to do all this stuff that I would have did, you know, if I didn't have to do the surgery.
And I would party. We can have sex because I might not even know how to do that after the surgery. Just do things, you know, have fun, you know, basically.
True.
Have sex, party, drink. Maybe get into a fight or two at a bar. You know, do some crazy stuff. Because, I mean, you want to have fun before, you know, that happens. Okay, here's one. I want to pick one last good one to end the show. Okay, here it is.
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's not a good one. Damn it. Trying to find a good one. Trying to find a fucking good one here before the show opens.
Maybe it ends.
Huh?
You said before the show opens. You mean before the show ends?
Before the show ends. Damn it, I can't find a fucking good one. Okay, here's one. Here's one last one. You celebrate your 75th birthday in good health. As far as you can tell, you are a spry, relatively normal 75-year-old, and this condition does not seem to change over time. When you celebrate your 80th birthday, you look and feel exactly as you did on your 75th birthday. When you hit 90, you still look and feel 75. On your 100th birthday, you realize that most of your friends are now dead or dying, but physically, you are the same independent person you were 25 years ago. You hit age 110 with the same results. Every year, you are celebrating a new birthday without physically evolving beyond the age of 75. Doctors have no explanation for this inexplicable stasis. How old would you have to be before you would start to seriously believe that you are immortal?
That's interesting.
So basically, from the age of 75 on, you're basically, you stop aging, and you feel the same, and you could probably, it's possible you may live on forever without dying. What age would you realize that you're immortal?
Well, it doesn't mean you're immortal. It means, through this scenario, means like, It's like you're Wolverine. It's like your body or Goku. Your body, you know, does age slower than normal humans. Doesn't mean you're not immortal.
But what age would you realize that? I mean, what age would you then realize there's something going on?
I guess 100. I guess when I'm 100 and I see I'm still, my body is like I'm 75, then I'd see that, my feeling is different.
Yeah, I'd realize that by freaking 80. Should I be like, what the hell's going on? But if I could live forever until like 100 or 200 and being the same, shit, I'll take that. I'll sign up for that right now. Be like Wolverine? Come on, man. Take that in a minute.
Why does the endometrium grow?
Yeah, well, gotta end the show here. Hope you enjoyed. From me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Wilmer Moe, I'll see you next week on iMac.